Lucy Peach is a name synonymous with period power. In fact, she might be one of the only people we can truly call a period preacher and mean it. And lucky enough for us, Lucy is right here in WA and ready to welcome you with open arms once again to a fringe show, My Greatest Period Ever. Lucy Peach is here right now.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Nice to have you back.
It's so nice to see you.
Now, this is a show that has been running for a couple of years now. It's something that you've been perfecting over time. But do you remember the very first time that you did My Greatest Period Ever?
Yeah, I do.
When was it?
It was 2017. Yeah.
And how does it, like, does it feel crazy to look back on that now and be like, oh, yeah, this is just, I've been doing this for years now.
Do you know what? I was reflecting on how actually this time feels more like the first time than any of the other times, because I think every other year I've sort of added things and changed things and been in a different venue or And it's so kind of ingrained in me now that all the big pieces that now I can just really have fun with it and just let go of any expectation to the outcome and just trust that people are going to find their own little path through it and have a great time. And
you knew the work and you understood the work before because you wrote it, but now I feel like even more so than ever, it's just kind of like, this is what it is, figure it out with me.
Yeah. And just like really creating space within the show, within that hour, to have stories from other people. And that's why I'm just loving it so much at the moment, because every night is different and everybody brings so many different things and, you know, facets and elements. And then when they share that, it's really powerful. You know, when they share it with each other, it's just really special.
How does it feel for you when you invite people in to sort of share their own experience or talk amongst themselves? Are you able to go like, oh my God, like they've totally got it, they've cracked it, they understood what I was trying to say all along? Is that like a great feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I guess all I'm really doing is giving people just language, because everyone who has a cycle has an inherent embodied lived understanding of what that feels like for them. And obviously there's not one type of way to have a cycle, and we're all so different. But when people really, I guess, recognize how it is for them and then they verbalize that, it gives everybody else permission to do it, and it just sets off this little chain reaction. And there's no wrong answer, because it's your body, you know. And you know, like the woman on Saturday night who she came up, she was the take queen for being premenstrual. And what I do now is, when I'm just working out who to give the cape to for the take queen, is whoever's premenstrual, they get to put their hands up and share what's pissed them off, and they get to air their grievance, and then we all like have a little vote. So, you know, everyone had different things, you know, she was breathing or he looked at me and cut me off or whatever, whatever. But this woman, she had gone on a date that morning at 7:30 a.m. with a guy.
Oh my God.
Who she'd never met, and he'd suggested, let's go to the beach at 7:30. I'll pick up a pastry, what would you like? And she said that she wanted, what's the one with the jam in the middle?
Oh, yeah, like a tartine or whatever.
Yeah, so, I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, it was something like that. He rocks up with not what she wanted, with only one of them, and then said, let's share it.
Oh, that's crap.
And she's premenstrual. And I was like, and you know this is doubly worse because your metabolism is highest when you're premenstrual. You need food. Mm. And if someone is rocking up for a first date with half a croissant, then like, no. So, yeah, that was just really hilarious, because everyone can relate. Everyone knows what it's like.
There's also like no other place in the world where you could share that story and it make absolute complete sense in the context of the time.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
How do you feel like the way that we talk about or share sort of the experience of our periods, or for people who don't have a period, they sort of understand that, has changed over the years? Do you feel like you've seen a shift?
Absolutely. It's wild. I mean, you know, you only have to look at advertising of menstrual products and how, you know, much more fun they are now and all of the reusable, sustainable options that just weren't around, you know. And now they're really mainstream, and it's really kind of normal to have those conversations. And obviously I'm in a bubble,
in my little menstrual world, but I'm just observing a lot of young people particularly are a lot more comfortable talking about it and just open. And and I think, you know, I'm not saying everyone needs to go around talking about their period all the time just because I do. But what I'm really interested in is, well, okay, if this is something that is always affecting me, that's, you know, part of my life, if I'm more able to have conversations about that big piece, what does that unlock in the rest of me that then lets me be more open and authentic with who I am in my life at all the other times?
One of the interesting things that you mentioned before about sort of just giving people the right knowledge and the right language, I've noticed in the last few years that people are more inclined now to say people who have a period as opposed to just women who bleed.
And
I guess that's something that's really interesting of when you say, like, give people the tools to unlock just being open in all aspects of life, that also extends to people who don't have a period then.
I
love this. Lucy Peach joins us on Breakfast this morning. I've been having a look through your Instagram and seen some of the reviews and some of the people who've come to the show in the last few nights, including somebody who took their 11-year-old daughter at the time, and they said that it changed their relationship, not only the way that they have their own period and talk about it, but how they share it with other people around them. You've got one more sort of family specific show still to come. Who is that geared towards? I mean, it's for everybody, but specifically for people with younger children?
Well, you know, I've really changed my mind on this in the last 24 hours, because originally I would say to everyone, listen, if you're 14 or over, come to the adult show because it's got a bit more sass, you know, a few F-bombs to talk about the big feelings. It's really helpful. And, you know, if you don't have kids, why would you bother coming to the family show? But some people inadvertently came to the family show, not last night, the night before. And what I really observed was how healing it was for adult women to see these young kids and little girls coming up on the stage and being so excited about their future and using the words and really owning it. And just that little cycle of like, wow, so even though I didn't have that when I was a kid, I can actually watch this young person go through that little awakening and be really witnessed by this room full of people in a beautiful Spiegel tent, and it somehow mends something inside of you. It's like, it was so powerful. It was so beautiful. So that's a really long answer to your question. But basically, come to whatever show you like and when people sort of say, oh, yeah, but, you know, how young is too young or da 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 da, you know, there were kids who came who were like 7. And, they, you know, there were two little girls sitting out the front with a Strong Girls Club T-shirts on, and they were like my gauge, because I was like, if they look a bit bored, then I need to, like, you know, mix it up a little bit or whatever. But, yeah, now it's really interactive. There's, like, dancing and singing and there's stories and there's drawing and there's yelling and there's chocolates being thrown around and capes. And, you know, if a 7-year-old came and they didn't actually remember all of the facts.
Sure.
But they just remembered there was a lady in a sparkly catsuit having a good time and it was something to do with periods. And I'm sure that gets lodged somewhere and it
completely
comes back later. So
it's so cool that picture, or those small children you're talking about, there is a picture online and it's super sweet. I love that these people have, like, the ability to take their children along to a show like My Greatest Period Ever, even if that's not something they experienced growing up, talking about their own sort of experience.
Yep.
And go, here you go, this is the way we're going to do it now on.
Yeah.
You can take your children, or you can take yourself, take whoever you want to Die Parallel Spiegel Tent tonight. There's one of those family-friendly, less F-bombs in tonight's
show. F-bombs whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I used to really miss, but now I'm like, I've really found this little special place that's kind of a few jokes for the adults, but just really like some magic and reverence and fun for kids.
That's tonight, and then there's tomorrow night and Thursday night as well. So you can grab your tickets from the Fringe website, My Greatest Period Ever. Lucy Peach, thank you for being on Breakfast again.
Thank you so much for having me.